Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
New champions and a WWE star appearance, kind of, at Impact Wrestling Slammiversary. Plus, Vince McMahon, more hands-on than normal, backstage at SmackDown on Friday. We'll talk about that in just a moment. For Monday, June the 20th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Happy anniversary, Impact Wrestling. It was Huntsville, Alabama, 2002, and myself, Jerry Lynn, and Low-Key wrestled the Flying Elvises. That's when it all started. That was the first match. And then from there, it was Jeff Jarrett and Raven, the X Division, the Ultimate X, the Elevation X. Matches that I will never forget. The matches with Kurt Angle were unbelievable. But the match that changed everything was myself, Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels in 2005. No, we weren't 6'5", jacked. But we changed things because of who we were. It wasn't about weight limits. It was about no limits in the X Division. We transcended wrestling. We changed it. You, the fans, voted AJ Styles as most impactful X Division wrestler. And not only that, most impactful male wrestler. Thank you. It means everything coming from you, the fans. And AJ Styles would still be AJ Styles, but how phenomenal would I be without Impact Wrestling? So thank you. I want to thank WWE for allowing me to do this because they understand that this is a special moment for me. Impact Wrestling, I had a glass in my hand. I'd say here's to the next 20 years.
So just moments ago, Slammiversary wrapped up and there was a lot to talk about coming out of Impact Wrestling's 20-year celebration. New champions crowned up and down the divisions and an appearance by a WWE star amongst that as well. Let's talk about those title changes. We have brand new World Tag Team Champions in the Good Brothers and brand new Knockouts Tag Team Champions in Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary. Also, the Knockouts Championship changed hands. Jordynne Grace becoming the new Knockouts Champion in the first ever Queen of the Mountain match. And the show opened with an X Division title change. Speedball Mike Bailey, who has been blowing people away in his in-ring work as of late, is now your new X Division champion. Now, amongst all of that, Impact Wrestling were rolling back the years, celebrating 20 years of TNA / Impact Wrestling. Not only did we have throwback match stipulations, including a reverse battle royal, more on that in a moment, a Monsters Ball match that featured Moose and Sami Callihan, taken into darkened rooms for 24 hours before and denied food and water, like the good old days of the Monsters Ball. But we saw the first ever Queen of the Mountain match taking place, a play on the King of the Mountain match from many years of Impact Wrestling history. Now, a big part of the show for Slammiversary was built around those surprise returns from days gone by. In the venue last night, inside the TNA Asylum in Nashville at the fairgrounds, where those first TNA pay-per-views took place way back in 2002, we saw a return of the Sinister Minister, Jim Mitchell, who led Slash to the ring, one of the first disciples of the new church, for the Reverse Battle Royal. We saw Shark Boy make a return to NWA TNA's home turf as part of Impact Slammiversary, becoming the winner of the Reverse Battle Royal, the first time we've seen that match rolled out in a long, long time. We also saw America's Most Wanted getting into the ring after the World Tag Team title match between the Briscoes and the Good Brothers, and we saw them toasting beers with the new champions and the previous champions, James Storm and Wildcat Chris Harris, back together again in a TNA Wrestling home turf ring as part of Impact Slammiversary. Behind the scenes, in backstage interviews, we also got to see Scott Hudson, former WCW announcer, make an appearance. The first ever backstage correspondent for NWA TNA, Goldilocks, interviewed Gail Kim backstage as well. And throughout the night, we had video messages from other originals of TNA. Those included Sting, Kurt Angle, and current WWE star AJ Styles. AJ Styles cutting an impassioned speech about his time in TNA, thanking WWE for letting him be a part of Slammiversary and toasting to the years ahead for Impact Wrestling. Probably the biggest reaction of the night in terms of returns came for AJ Styles on the big screen there. Many feeling like we'd like to have seen more in-ring returns and debuts and appearances than what we got, but it was great to see AJ Styles in some way, shape or form be part of Slammiversary. More results and more details on what went down in Slammiversary you can find at cultaholic.com this morning.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It is a privilege, as always, to stand before you here tonight, the WWE Universe. Especially a privilege to stand here in this ring in Minnesota. I'm here simply to remind you of the four words we just saw in the what we call the WWE signature. Those four words are then, now, forever, and the most important word is together. Welcome to SmackDown!
was Vince McMahon's short but sweet verbiage from SmackDown on Friday. Now, we've heard multiple different things about how that was meant to go down. A lot of people relieved that his speech was so short because there were plans early on that Vince McMahon was going to go out on SmackDown and cut a more scathing, longer promo. And in the height of everything that's going on with Vince McMahon, probably wouldn't have been the best of things to do. Fightful Select give us some behind-the-scenes details on Vince McMahon's demeanor at SmackDown on Friday. This will be the first WWE show since he stepped down as CEO and chairman. Fightful Select report, in the day that followed, numerous WWE talent at SmackDown reached out to Fightful to offer detail on Vince McMahon's demeanor at the show. One SmackDown talent said they were expecting an eventful day, but noted that nobody knew what Vince McMahon was going to say. However, he wasn't selling the fact that he was being investigated and was particularly jovial. In addition, the person said that the show was a lot more relaxed than usual by the time that it kicked off, with another adding that Vince was happy. And it was cool to see, considering that many expected a tense atmosphere. It was also said that Vince McMahon was very hands-on on Friday, even more than usual. One longtime staff member said that they thought that Vince McMahon, this was his way of establishing that he's still running the show. Quote, he's basically showing through his promo that he handles what's in front of him and he's not running. That's what another talent said to Fightful Select. Vince McMahon, clearly defiant against the allegations that have been levied on him that have forced him to step down as chairman of WWE. More stuff from behind the scenes. Triple H's status with WWE has been clarified by Wade Keller of PW Torch. He says, quote, I know when Hunter had his health problems and then Stephanie stepped aside, there were, I don't want to say rumors because that's overstating it, but there was conjecture that maybe there were marital issues that they were dealing with. I'm told that's just flat out not the case, that they are a team. Triple H works full time. He's a talent scout. But Stephanie stepped away and they reduced their hours. Hunter reduced his hours. As I've talked about, Hunter was just drinking iced coffees constantly when he was not a caffeine guy beforehand, just to keep up with his demands. So he scaled back to a more focused job with less stress after his health scare. But he is full-time with WWE, and Stephanie stepped away in part because of the age of their kids, and also just the idea that they have enough money, they would want to appreciate life and do some things outside of working for the company. Whilst they have scaled back their hours, it seems like Triple H, Paul Levesque, is still very much considered into plans for WWE going forward.
The Survivor Series this Thursday night is a referee's nightmare. Hot enough to control a tag team, but teams of five, anything can happen.
And WWE this weekend paid their respects to former WWE official Tim White. He was 68 years old when he passed over the weekend. Tim White was a WWF and WWE official from 1985 until 2009. Now, originally, not an official in the ring. He worked in an official capacity as Andre the Giant's agent, and then he became a full-time referee in 1993. He was the man in black and white with some of the biggest matches in WWE history. This included the now infamous Hell in a Cell match between Mankind and The Undertaker at King of the Ring in 1998. The tributes have poured in for Tim White, with Shawn Michaels writing, I'm saddened to hear about both Dave Hebner and Tim White, both incredible men I was privileged to spend time with in and out of the ring. My thoughts are with their families. Big E paid tribute as well, saying, I lit up every time I saw this man. Tim White often was the man tasked with shepherding us at appearances and conventions the last several years. He was always extraordinarily kind and warm. I will miss you, my friend. My deepest condolences to his family and friends. We here at Cultaholic also extend our best wishes to the friends and the family of Tim White. For Monday, the 20th of June, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.